Hello, businesses, big winners. Hi, I'm your host today, Lori Ross, and this is my first episode on Open for Business. So thank you very much for joining me. Today we'll be talking about public relations, journalism, marketing, and business communication majors being offered a chance to meet with leaders of nonprofit organizations to get internships for the fall. More than 40 local nonprofit organizations will be on hand to interview prospective college students, both looking for potential opportunities. Today, I will be speaking with Cynthia Wright, the Lead Public Relations Coordinator at Carriage Trade Public Relations. Cynthia, are you here? Can you hear me?
Hello? Lori, I'm
here.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can. I can hear you.
Cynthia, I'm so glad to have you join me today as my very first guest on my very first show.
Well, congratulations. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be talking with you. Tell me a little bit about Mission PR and exactly what it is.
Mission PR was started by the CEO of Carriage Trade Public Relations, Marjorie Young, as a way for organizations without a public relations budget to be able to learn some of the tools and tricks that public relations professionals use to get their messages out into the community. So our event is specifically to help these nonprofits connect with students. Now, usually she has like a monthly class, but for April, this is going to take the place of her class.
Oh, I see. Now, is this something brand new, or is this something that was done in the past?
Well, last year was the first year that we started the Mission PR Mixer. It was part of my internship with Carriage Trade Public Relations. It was the project I was assigned to create this event and have participants and really get it out there and have it. It became a success, but we decided to do it again this year because we had such a positive reaction and reaction from the people who participated.
Well, you mentioned that actually you started as an intern with Carriage Trade, so you know firsthand the value of an internship. So this would be the logical opportunity for you to go out and tell others how important it is to get these internships.
Yes, it really gives you a hands-on experience working with an organization and having real news that really it matters to get it out in the community and have people come to these events and be able to shine people's reputations. Now, if you don't have a PR person, it's really hard to get your news in front of the media. But as an intern, it's really hard to get that experience. Like if you are a student, I mean, you may be involved with PRSSA or some other type of organization in your college, but it's hard to really get hands-on experience writing press releases, getting media interviews, getting your organization out in front of these contacts. So having an internship and going through that process is very important. It really is invaluable.
And so many of these people are still, some are even going to be juniors. I believe you said this is going to be open to public relations, journalism, marketing, and business communication majors to meet with the leaders in these local nonprofit organizations. So when these students come out to meet, first of all, it's a great opportunity for them to meet a lot of different people in one room and one chance. How exactly is it going to work when they get there? I know there's a certain format to this. What can they expect when they arrive?
Right, and we changed it up a little from last year. Last year we had a matching process where interns let us know who they were looking for and we matched them so they could have a really in-depth conversation. This year we're having it where everyone just stands up and for 30 seconds introduces themselves. If it's a student, they say what college they're at, what they're majoring in, what year they're at, and what they're looking for. If it's a nonprofit representative, they stand up, they give a little pitch about who they work for and what their organization stands for. And then after all the introductions are made, everyone is free to mingle and meet whoever they want to. So it will be like speed dating for nonprofits.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So the whole experience, so will they get like, did you say 30 seconds with each person, or I know they're going to introduce themselves.
Right, the introductions are the only thing we have slated. So once it starts, they're going to be able to talk to whoever they want to for as long as they want to. It's going to take place over 3 hours. So we expect the introductions to take about 20 minutes. But after that, they're free to move around the room, meet whoever they want to meet, and talk to them for as long as they want to. If they're hitting it off with an intern and they're asking them things about their resume or their business cards, go for it. There is no time limit for how long you can be able to talk to someone.
Okay, and Cynthia, right now we have a guest calling in. Let me ask you to hold on 1 second and
sure.
See if we can talk to this person. Since I'm new at this, everyone just bear with me. I hope I don't disconnect this person trying to call in to us now. All right, here we go. Well, Cynthia, I'll have to figure out how to get this guest call in working. I apologize to whoever's trying to call in and ask us a question. I will make sure I figure out how to get all of your questions answered. I apologize.
That's okay. If anyone does have any questions, they can email me directly at cynthia.wright@carriagetradepr.com, and I'll be happy to answer anyone's questions.
Okay, great. So, Cynthia, so let me ask you. So when these people come in and they have this opportunity to talk with these business leaders, this, for some of these students, may be the first time that they're actually going for a, quote, interview. Do you have any tips that you could give them toward how to present themselves, perhaps, maybe dressing for the job that they want, or how to represent themselves as well as their company?
Sure. My suggestions would be dress professionally. Black and white is a sure thing. You can never go wrong with that. It's very classic. Bring business cards and resumes. And look people in the eyes and speak clearly and really get a point across. This is what I'm looking for, and this is what I can offer you. These are my strengths and which area of public relations I like the most. I mean, there's a whole different areas. I mean, you can do photography, writing, pitching. There's so many different facets of public relations. So if you know, like, design is your thing, then go up and say, well, I can use Photoshop or Adobe or any of these different platforms. Or is that something you're looking for? I mean, really know yourself and know what you are looking for. That's my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. And also when they speak with the company, they may want to be a little bit familiar with the company itself and what they can offer them, maybe some personal experience. Maybe some of them don't have any actual professional experience, but maybe they have a personal experience with, since these are local nonprofits, maybe they have volunteered in the past, or maybe they have had a personal experience with one of these organizations, and they have something to offer.
Right, and, you know, part of that, Lori, is we are not releasing the 33 nonprofits who are already RSVP'd. And we're kind of doing that on purpose because we want these interns to be able to go in there and really think on their feet and show that they can handle themselves when thrown into a situation where they're not 100% comfortable. So, yes, mm-hmm. It is great to know which organizations, like how you can have a personal connection, but I think that will just come from being there and experiencing it.
Exactly. Well, that's a great idea. And so the students, when they show up, are going to have to think on their feet, which is really what you do in PR, because you never know what the situation is that you might find yourself in, and you really do have to think quickly and on your feet.
Yes, that is an understatement for PR.
So you said 33 local nonprofit organizations have signed up.
Yes, we already have.
Is that,
mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Is that on target? Is that exactly what you were hoping?
Well, it's over what we had last year, so it's growth, and I feel very confident in that. And they still have until April 17th to register, so there's still time. We have over 50 students registered from Georgia Southern, Savannah State, Armstrong, and one even from Beth Moon Cookman. And I'm really, our sponsors are helping out a lot, bringing in these nonprofits. We have the Savannah Morning News, the Savannah Area Chamber PR Council, Cecilia Russo Marketing, and Carriage Trade is sponsoring it. And I really feel that when once we get to April 17th, I'm sure there's going to be a surge of even more. I'm hoping we get to 50, but either way, I'm really happy with the turnout that we already have. So I'm just really proud that even though this is the second year we're doing this, it's already growing.
Oh, it's so exciting, and what a great opportunity for both the organizations and the students to have this free forum, because nobody is having to pay to get these experiences on this particular day. Is that right? It's free to the students.
It is free, yes. And we didn't want to, you know, restrict anyone from joining. And, you know, it's really important to give this opportunity to anyone who wants it, students, nonprofits. And we just didn't feel right charging people for that. So we wanted to keep it open to the community.
And you started out as an intern, so we've talked a little bit about that, so you know how important it is. What do you think made the difference for you when you did your internship and it turning into a full-time position for you?
Well, I think the difference was that I treated my internship like a job. It was never just a side note to my education, it was the forefront of what I was doing that semester. And I really took it seriously. I took my clients seriously. I took my bosses seriously. I took my work seriously. And I really advise anyone who has an internship opportunity to make the most of it. Do not waste it and do not treat it lightly.
So everyone that coming into this mixer should also act like they're going for a job interview, not just an internship opportunity. Treat it like a real job, because it may very well be a real job. And there may be somebody there that you make that connection with. And even though maybe you don't get an internship at this particular time, they may remember meeting you sometime in the future. And there may be an opportunity to work together at another date and time just by having that face-to-face meeting.
Exactly. There are so many times where I can tell you I've met someone and then a month or two later I run back into them and we help each other out in some way. Connections are powerful, and if you have the chance to get in front of these nonprofit leaders, you should definitely be respectful and remember that even though it might not turn out right now, it could later on when you're looking for a job.
Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for talking with me today about the PR Mixer. Quickly, we have just a few minutes left to get in the last bit of information. I want to make sure everyone knows exactly how they can sign up for this and where they need to go.
Okay. The PR Mixer will be held April 24th, that's a Friday, at the Savannah Morning News Auditorium. It will be taking place from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and any junior and senior majoring in PR, journalism, marketing, or business communications can register. I need those registrations turned in by April 17th, and you can just email me. And again, my email address is cynthia.wright@carriagetradepr.com.
Well, Cynthia, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll have the information up on Carriage Trade PR website as well. If they want to go to that and click on the link, they can follow that as well. And, of course, they can follow us on Blog Talk Radio and get even more information that way. Cynthia, thank you so much again for joining us. This sounds like a great opportunity. And I wish everyone the best of luck. I hope everyone gets a great internship. I'm Lori Ross, and thanks again for joining me. Bye-bye.
Bye.